on the other condominium unit, they indicate that there's places to put your boat, but not the trailer, apparently. As we've previously indicated, Kennecook Camp is one of our neighbors. There's really no buffer zone between Briarwood and Kennecook, especially now that Lifestyles developer has taken down a wooded area that's between Briarwood and Redbud. There's the waste services will be an issue, as well as the further water issues. We also have a photograph, if we can provide that, of the buffer area that we've lost due to the development. How's that labeled, Mike? As you can see on the right side of the driveway, that's to Redbud Shores. All of that green area has been removed. So as we pull into our drive now, we see a big gravel lot that is to be developed.
Which number? 8, I believe.
Yes, photos 8 and 4. And that's the view that we now have. And the developer still plans on putting 2,400 square foot lodge homes there, each having 5 bedrooms. And as you can see in the previous slide of the aerial view, I don't see where they're going to have the capacity for the parking for all of those units in the whole area, which would, of course, involve of the building that's being addressed tonight, as well as the buildings on each side of it. So our concern, of course, is the completely upending the climate of our area, as well as the parking issue and traffic, which there is no overflow area for car parking in that condominium development. And they're going to be seeking parking on our property. And to prevent that, we're going to have the expense of a gate put up or some other similar device to avoid the overflow coming to our property. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? You want to come back up? Or hold on. Sorry.
I'm John Strickland. I am the owner of Unit 102 at 1573. I'm an engineer by background. I've done a lot of construction work myself. And while we have a lot of negative comments here tonight, I do have a couple of positive things I'd like to submit. I've built several factories all over the country. I've done an awful lot of historic restoration work. I'm doing 3 buildings right now in downtown Hollister as we speak. If we could go back to the picture that was up here just a minute ago of the parking lot of 1573. I guess it was... Yeah, this right here. I want to address really just the concept of 5 additional single-family houses in the area here, which has been filled with about 100 truckloads of fill. I'm not really concerned with the addition of more condos on the far side of the big building. I am the guy that put the halt to the new owner next door when he was cutting down trees on our property. I'm the guy that showed up on the scene, stopped the damage to our property, and also to the property under the jurisdiction of the Corps of Engineers. Now, as I understand it, the removal or damage of any foliage on Corps of Engineers property is a felony. I'm not here to pursue that point, but I would like to I would like some assurance. I've already talked to the owner of the developer, and he has promised me personally that he would replace all the foliage that he damaged or removed from our property. Now, I understand that there's a concern here about parking, and without talking about the parking problem for the additional condos, I'd like to address the parking problem for the five single-family units. Apparently, there's not enough parking there within this area that's being developed. We also have a problem. I understand that the water to both properties, both the developer's property and our 1573 condo unit to the south, I believe all the water to both those properties is provided by a well and a pump and a great big tank up at 1573. Now, I'm told by some of our neighbors that there's not enough water supply to handle all this new development. And, of course, that'll affect the condo activity. Now, my thought is, well, okay, if we have this water problem, let's just provide for the developer to dig another well and provide another water supply. They're two separate properties. We ought to have two separate water supplies anyhow. So I think that's one positive thing that I'm trying to present. Well, the second one was I've already gotten a promise from him that he will replace the foliage. So that's positive number two. Now, positive number three, he's planning $500,000 single-family residences in this area that you're looking at. And he seems to have a parking problem there. My suggestion is let's allow him to put a culvert in the ditch, backfill over the culvert in the ditch, completely fill this whole area, this whole gully, all the way over to what might be our property line. I would insist that he plant or replant some kind of a foliage barrier between the two. Let's redevelop that.
You're over your 4 minutes, and we're not really here for the new development tonight.
If he adds that fill, he's going to increase his square footage by 30%. He can put in three more $500,000.
I need you to summarize your statement. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Pop up? No? You ready?
I'm ready. Guys, this is fun. Okay, so in summary, I represent the existing Association for Briarwood. So we spent a lot of time, and here's the reality. There's really no way getting around this. If we could do things over again and find some way...
Sir, if you can speak to us, you need to address the planning commission.
If we could find some way to prevent the new development and all of the issues that it creates... maybe we would all be in agreement with that. But I represent the existing association, and I make the argument that the existing association stands separately from the new development, number one. Number two is Mr. Bilbrey suggested that maybe the way in which we filed is inappropriate because we're filing as individual units. I told everyone to do that and gave that directive based on my conversation with Scott. So we were just following orders.
Yeah, our zoning is parcel specific, and each condominium is a parcel. So,
did you talk to Travis about that?
No, but when we went through the process, he let me know that each parcel is a specific parcel. Like, we've got condominiums in Point Royal that are in the county. You just look, the rest of them are all in Branson. The county one here, county one there. So, I mean, there are individual little parcels that can request a zoning change.
I don't, my personal opinion is I think it's a valid question because you don't own the property or the land that, and the land is.
I don't disagree with that. I was going to say in my notes, I actually agree with Mike.
So I personally have an issue with
that. But again, we were following directives.
Yep, no, I totally get it.
The other thing is that it's ironic that Mr. Nestor presented this evening some of the concerns, and some of the concerns that were presented are behavioral things, people loud, you know, and things of that nature. And his wife, Virginia, and I are good friends because we served on the original board together at Briarwood. And at the time, we all were doing nightly rentals, or all of us were doing nightly rentals. And up until the time that this new development occurred, we've never heard one single opposition to nightly rentals, one single complaint from anybody at Redbud about any behavioral issues. So what I would stress in the future is we don't want those either. We don't like those. We're a peaceful community, and our renters are generally very peaceful. They're an older demographic. I know mine are. I have a two-bedroom condo. So if there are behavioral issues, Redbud has a responsibility to let the president of the association know, and that is me. And I've never heard one, historically, in the last 7 years, I've never heard one issue presented to me from Mr. Bilbrey, Mr. Nestor, Virginia, or anybody else in the Redbud Condominium Association or owners about any behavioral issue. So it's ironic they're being presented tonight. And finally, in terms of the water samples, we are happy to provide water samples. It is not rocket science to be able to do that. We have a property management company that was recommended by somebody who resides in Redbud, ironically, and it's Maples Property. And they do an exceptional job. We have that covered. We can easily provide water samples because that water system, yes, it's an issue. It's an issue that needs to be addressed. And if it were up to me, we would sell that water system to an existing utility system and have them take care of the issue. But that's my personal opinion. So we have a different perspective in terms of these things. But what I would assert tonight is that maybe some of these things are being manufactured because of the new development. And I would plead with the committee that the new development is the new development. Please hear us based on the existing association. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
This is a
we might have some questions for you too.
Yes, sir.
Come back up.
Just wanted to reiterate to the new developer has faced some challenges. They are repetitioning to speak to you guys again on the nightly rental. So they are two different organizations, and although the Lifestyles was denied, they are repetitioning to get their rental. And so these are two different organizations that I would ask that you not penalize these folks because of the outcome that Lifestyles had. The property that we've been talking about that has been leveled, that is the development's property. I understand that there might have been some trees that were in question, and I'm not denying that some trees maybe did not belong on the Briarwood property, but there is additional parking being put on that lot. So there will be plenty of parking spaces there to accommodate the new development as well as the existing development. And again, this is a development that I want to be careful here because you guys have put a lot of money in, a lot of assessments,
yes,
$40,000, $50,000 in assessments, but you're talking about a dilapidated, that this is an association that, in my opinion, is going to be beautiful. This is something that has sat there for 15 years that never got completed. And so now this is the opportunity, the economic climate, for us to go in and put a quality product. And nobody wants to buy new property or existing property that doesn't have working water pressure. There will be inspections done on the properties, the new ones, just like there will be inspections done on the existing properties. So as they reach into the issues that might come with the logistics of the waters or anything like that, those will all be addressed as we continue forward. The plot hasn't been filed yet on this new piece of property, so they're still jockeying around where they're going to put these five new homes as well as the parking. It really doesn't have anything to do with the existing. There's ample amount of parking if you were to go out there now, because the parking was all put in for when the project was going to be completed. And right now you have one building staying erect, 8 units, 2 small buildings on each side.